So let's go back to the project you did at Treadworth Infants. It was a project to do with healthy eating, and you were making very large fruit and vegetables.
That's right. And the first fruit was a banana. And I'm very, very keen that children, I've already tried to describe a bit how involved they become with the work. To me, the important thing is to show them from nothing how you can make something. Quite often, I have seen community artists construct the base for the kids to work on, or paint the background, or something like that. Now, I always try, in fact, I insist, the children do everything. Obviously, someone I need to show them what I mean, how they're going to make it, because if I just say, OK, how do you make a banana, what they'll come up with is drawing the shape of a banana and cutting it out, which is very 2D anyway, and it tends to be the way I think most people think and kids think, because they haven't been offered an alternative way of thinking. So what I try and show them is that even a simple object like a banana has got a centre, it's got some kind of structure. I mean, it might just be full of banana in the middle, but to make that shape in 3D, and particularly if you want to make it large, you have to invent a structure which is like the banana itself. It doesn't have bones like we do, so you can't use that. But you have to invent something. And I tend to go for things like cross sections. If you cut through a banana, you've got a particular shape, you can show it to children. That they can cut through the banana and find the shape. And practically every banana that I've ever cut through has got five distinct surfaces. And now you can show children that. You can show them how to get two pieces like that, join them together with some kind of skeletal structure which you've invented, like a central radius maybe, between two flat sections. Then build up the shapes between the two shapes you've already got, the surfaces, sorry. Begin to build the surfaces up and construct the shape like that. And then look at the way the bananas bends off at each end. And you can have smaller and smaller sections till you reach the ends of the bananas. This way you're actually showing children how the shape is made, and you're inventing a way of reconstructing that in different materials to a real banana. Now, when it comes to a carrot, which we also made, I help the children to see how not only do you have a kind of outer surface, because if you look at a banana, it tends to have a fairly continuous, fairly smooth surface. If you look at a carrot, okay, it's thin at one end, fat at the other, long and thin. But if you look closely, it tends to have bumps in it and grooves, a bit like a series of tyres almost, starting very small, placed together, getting fatter and fatter. So I showed the children how you could not only build a shape outwards to the surface, but in certain places you can cut into the surface and create shapes which are cut in. Now, regarding that, I actually let infants use a handsaw, but I was with them when they used it. And again, part of the idea here is to show, part of it is to show children how things could be made and to give them the chance to do some of the more difficult things, but also to take some of the risks as well. So, for example, with a handsaw, normally I wouldn't dream of giving a 4, 5, 6-year-old child a handsaw. But if I'm there and I show them how to use it carefully and I can see they follow my guidance, I'll allow them to do it. Now, by doing it, they actually take leaps and bounds in their own minds as to their own ability to do things. Because another part of this is not just art. I remember someone once saying to me, in Hester's Way, that they were lucky as a community to have the cream on the cake. And what they meant was the art. And this was in a meeting with a lot of people. Now, I objected strongly to art being referred to as the cream on the cake, because art is not the cream on the cake. Art is a part of a series of fundamental things that we all have a right to. And in my opinion, especially children, kids are born, as they grow, they begin to do things without our intervention at all. We don't have to intervene. They'll make sounds, they'll begin to sing, they'll move around, they'll dance, they'll skip, so they're dancing. They'll gradually cross through all the arts, singing, dancing, painting, drawing. In fact, I often look at children's art and I think, you know, it couldn't be more perfect. Adults are struggling to produce art that you can say is wonderful, beautiful, or, you know, whatever, aesthetically extraordinary. Children don't have to struggle to do that. Children just pick up a piece of paper and draw. And it's because they're not contaminated, really. And they move through a kind of cycle where they lose that because people are putting the wrong kind of pressure on them. They want them, you know, I've heard parents say to kids, oh, it doesn't look like a lighthouse or whatever it's supposed to be. Now, I think that's wrong. I think only you know what the lighthouse should look like in your drawing. It doesn't mean you're trying to make a perfect image of a lighthouse.